you know where your energy costs are going? Covering everything from the crawl space to the attic, the College of Energy Knowledge with Christy Hart has all your energy-saving solutions. The College of Energy Knowledge is brought to you by All About Energy Solutions. Call All About Energy Solutions at 910-253-017 for your free in-home energy audit today. And now, here's your host, Christy Hart.
Good morning. Again, this is Chris DeHart with All About Energy Solutions and the College of Energy Knowledge. Just like to introduce myself to the audience. I'm a local boy. I moved here when I was 9 months old, and pretty close to being a Wilmingtonian. The key to our business and what this show is all about is how you can save money on your energy bill. One of the things that people don't realize is the rising cost of energy. Duke Energy Progress just actually asked for a 22% rate increase, and then they asked for a 19% rate increase, and they're actually going to settle on a 9.2% annual rate increase, I believe. That's a yearly increase. So what our company does is we come into houses and offer a free home energy audit. Like we said, we're inspecting everything from the crawl space to the attic, just making recommendations on how you can save money on your energy bill. People don't realize there's so many little things you can do around your house that will really help make a difference on how you can save money on your energy bill. So we're coming into the warmer months. The magic number that the Department of Energy likes to talk about in the wintertime is 68 degrees. They do not want your thermostat any lower or any higher, that is, than 68 degrees. Good example, every year we go away to Kentucky for Halloween or Christmas, and one of the things we do is I don't like to heat my house at 68 when I'm gone. So if any of you travel over the holidays, you might want to turn your thermostat down to 60 while you're gone. The key, when you come home, you never want to turn that thermostat on, heat it more than 2 degrees at a time. So the moral of the story is when we come home, we actually have it. There's some unbelievable stuff out there with Nest thermostats and Smart thermostats that we'll talk about in the future on how you control your thermostat right from your phone or iPad or computer. But for example, while we're gone for a week, our thermostat is at 60 degrees. We don't want to come into a house at 60 degrees, especially with two small children. So when we're coming home, we'll start slowly turning the heat up that day. We'll move from 60 to 62. We'll wait a little bit, let the heat cut off, and then we'll go from 62 to 64. 2 degree intervals. You never want to heat your house more than 2 degrees at a time. Some of you might not know this, but your heat strips, your auxiliary heat will kick on, and you will pay big, big, big money. We had a client out in Castle Hayne that travels a lot. So she's gone 3 to 4 days out of the week. She always turned her thermostat down while she was gone. The problem is when she came home, she would immediately jump from 60 to 68 degrees. That one time of heating your home, that 8 degrees, all that money you saved the previous week is gone out of the water. So, you know, controlling your thermostat is something that's really important. And just, we take a very good common sense approach to energy efficiency. In my household, I'm the one that likes the hotter water out of the two of us. But in your household, whoever likes the hottest water, they should be able to turn it all the way on hot when they're taking a shower and be comfortable. If it's too hot, you're just wasting money. So let's say you're paying to heat your water at, say, 140 degrees. Well, it's too hot for your skin, so you mix it with cold water. It's kind of silly to do that because you're just wasting energy. So we highly recommend being able to turn that thermostat down. The Department of Energy says if you move it from 140 degrees to 120 degrees, that you'll get the same amount of hot water. It's just not as hot, and you'll save yourself 8 to 10% on the amount of money you spend to heat your water. So it's not a big chunk of money, but the whole point of this show and all about energy solutions is we want you to break down your energy bill for you and break down how your home loses energy. So if we're able to teach you those two things, you can really start to get control of your energy bill. I don't know if any of you out there have the dreaded coupon book. The coupon book that you look at the coupon book and, you know, wherever restaurants you have, that's where you're going to eat. I hate the book. The reason I hate the book is I cannot eat anywhere unless it's in the book. When we have the book, We can only eat at those places. My wife is a stickler for that. Those are not the things that I personally like to do to save money. What I like to do to save money is in the summertime when we're not there to turn our thermostat up to 80 degrees. Little things like that, not giving the energy company more money than they already have is my goal. Just to kind of paint a picture for you, I live in a 2,500 square foot house. It was built 3 years ago. My neighbor's house has the same exact floor plan as I do. Our houses were built within 6 months of each other. We're facing the same way on the street. We have the same solar heat gain. Everything is pretty much identical. The same contractors built my house. I'm consistently $50 to $60 cheaper than him every month. That's a big number. I have a guest coming on in a little bit. We're going to talk about solar. I've literally had people with an average bill of $275, and we were able to reduce their energy bill. Then the highest bill they have had since we did their work over 16 months ago has been $141 with an average bill of $120. $275 average down to $120. I'll debate my guest if solar would have been able to do that for her, but that's a huge, huge, huge number. So we just try to help people take control of their energy bills, and that's what we're going to be doing in the future, taking calls and answering your energy-saving questions that you do have. So a little bit more about my company. One of the things we do when we're walking around and showing people how to save money on their energy bill, we spend a lot of time in the attic. The attic is the biggest area you lose your energy. It's basically broken down. You roughly lose 10% of your energy through your floor, 12% of your energy through your windows, 12% of your energy through drafts around doors, fireplaces, or windows, 24% through your walls, and 42% through your attic. That's a pretty big number. So that's what we focus on. We spend a lot of time taking a look at the attic and making sure you have proper ventilation. We're going to talk a lot about ventilation on this show because ventilation is very, very, very important to me. People all the time say, hey, I need a solar attic fan. And I say, no. Not always. The most effective form of ventilation in our area is soffit and ridge vent. It's free. It's free year-round ventilation for your home. You know, one of the things that I love is when we can walk into an attic and it's 146 degrees in the summertime. When we're finished with our work, the attic is only 96 degrees. 146 degrees to 96 degrees. That's a huge number. There's no one that can debate me on the life of those shingles not lasting longer in the attic that's only 96 degrees. There's no one that can debate me that air handler isn't going to last longer in the attic that's 96 degrees versus the one that's 146 degrees. It's a very, 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 very big number. The number one cause to shingle failure in the state of North Carolina is the temperature of your attic. The Department of Energy says it takes 9 hours for your attic to cool down in the summertime. Well, before I had kids, when I actually had a garden that I could work in, I remember working in my garden at 8:30 at night. The sun's finally going down. 9 hours later, 5:30, the sun's about to rise again. My attic has finally cooled down, and now the sun's about to rise again. So it's like we all know the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So that's one of the things that is big for me is ventilation and keeping that heat out of your attic in the summertime or keeping it in the winter. We're going to go to a break. This is the new 106.7 FM My Talker Radio, the College of Energy Knowledge.